This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world championship, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, two great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world and via the internet and satellite. Thank you very much for listening to us. A special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Parler the same way when they come back. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All you got to do is go over there and sign up for the different events and things that we post that you'll be able to see and get ahead of the crew, so to speak, and you'll be out in front of the crowd. All right, well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend in the frozen tundra up there in Michigan, Ron Edwards. All right. And that's the leftover crew from the boat parade yesterday down there in Hillsborough Riverland, and that was not the real trophy that they were throwing back and forth, not the real Lombardi trophy.
Man, and the French, congratulations again to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I loved it, and Tom Brady, he's the GOAT, man. He's the greatest of all time, in my opinion.
Yep, we're living it up because we are now Titletown USA for sure. We've had every one of our professional teams has either won their title or they've been in the finals, one or the other.
Great place to have the Super Bowl, great state, and it's good all around.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started with our talking points, I've got an idea, and I'm going to run it by you and the audience, for what we can do, the winning route ahead for America. You ready?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. I have to admit, and I think you can agree with me, we can never win another election again without voter ID.
Correct.
That's why we lost the presidency back in 2020. Every major country in the world has voter ID except for us. By the way, Mexico has voter ID with a photo and a thumbprint, and if you don't have it, you don't vote. Mail-in ballots don't lose the election. Voter ID does, because you can't verify where it's coming from if you don't check the signature with the one you have on file. And with strict voter ID, you just can't cheat by mail or in person. It's pretty simple. It'll ensure fair elections and election integrity. We got to demand proof of who is voting and ensure everyone only votes once. You with me so far?
I sure am.
And with Biden and the Democrats in charge, we can't get it on a federal level. It's not going to happen. And we're never going to get it in deep blue states like New York, Illinois, and California. But we can do something about Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, because five of those six states have Republican legislatures. So guess what? 2021, act nationally, think nationally, but act locally. Let's get stricter voter ID laws and voter reform in those states I just mentioned. Folks, get up off your keister and do something.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that, Captain, because we have to start at the local level, filling in positions and getting people in a position to move up. The Democrats have been masterful at that at the local level, and they have been moving up and spreading out almost like an army, and that's why they're where they are. And they have so much control. So I hope by now the Republicans have learned their lesson. Hopefully, you know, not too late. But they've got to switch. The Republicans have to become more local oriented in their politics.
Yeah, you're so right. Okay, and let me see here. We got a caller here. Let me go over here real quick. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. If you call the GOP in your area, they'll tell you where the local chapters are, and they'll start to take you from there. And I had 10 more people show up last night at a very small local chapter, so that's one way to get started.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, and
We've got to get more conservative delegates.
Right,
get more involved on the delegate level. There's more power in that than people believe, and got to start there as well.
And the Tampa Bay Trump Club meets next Tuesday at Mugs, and it's going to be the topic is going to be where do we go from here? And and again, I've had some very strong discussions about this back and forth with people for the last 20 years since I've been on the radio, 21 years, and it continues. Some people think of, you know, well, we got to go get these corporations and get all that big money that the Democrats get.
No.
Let them go sink somewhere. We don't need them. What we need, and think about this as we go to break. If we got 50 or 60 or 70 million of us, okay? If we got that many of us and we get $10 a piece from everybody, we got 50 or 60 or 70 million dollars in the bank already. Okay, hold that thought, Ron, and folks, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has more of a rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and it comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine. Bigger sizes are available. Plus, a whole bunch of amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good when you get into that and your back's bothering you. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with a Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military, for veterans, and first responders. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at the right there in the corner, right next to each other. Don't forget, you can find out more about them by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which I got one here in the queue. Let me find it. I'm going to play it because I got it there. And here we go, and then we'll get to you.
Whenever those on the political left say they support equal opportunities or equal rights, do not believe them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently White House occupier Joe Biden issued an executive order that allows anyone born male to participate on women's sports teams and to compete against women athletes for any reason they drum up. Biden's ill-conceived executive order is a premier example of the unrelenting hypocrisy that is such a major part of how the leftists live and want to force upon all of society. It is the left who demands fairness, especially for women, or they used to until other special interest groups became more important in the mission of leftists to further balkanize our society. Those born male who are too weak or not skilled enough to compete in male athletics should not be allowed to impede the ability of authentic female athletes to win competitions and awards. Men and women are different in ways that matter in athletics. Thus, it's only right to have women's only teams in competition and male only teams in competition. Even you leftists should be able to figure that out. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There he is, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And Mr. Ron Edwards is right here with us right now. Hello again.
Hello there.
Now, the Dems in the Trump trial used quite a bit of video yesterday. Some of it was fairly graphic in a Capitol attack. Now, I've watched a lot of this because I knew people that were there, so I was looking to see if any of the people that I knew were in the scenes. And, of course, what... You have to understand when you're looking at this video, they go, whoa, they're Trump supporters. Look at them. What they were doing. Now, no. Here's the deal. Okay, the people at the front door that were closest to the door, a lot of them were dressed in black. You saw that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You also saw a number of them were dressed in fatigues, and they had backpacks, and some of them have helmets, and some of them were carrying whatever they were carrying. You saw all that, right?
Well, those Black Lives Matter and Antifa members.
Keep going.
As you're describing.
Keep going.
And here's the thing that really is infuriating, and the media knows this. When you saw these people dressed as we just described with a Trump hat or something like that, or a Trump patch,
that's right.
They were not real Trump supporters.
No, they weren't.
As we discussed, off the air.
What did we wear when we showed up at the rallies? Red, white, and blue, baby.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to bring harm to the country or at an event, and you want to get the media involved, what do? Grab some Trump paraphernalia,
yep,
and put it on and go and do your thing.
And that's what
happened.
Yep. And how did they get the hats? What did they do at the Trump rallies?
Well, they always gave their hats away.
That's right. They were giving
away.
Right. Throwing hats out, handing out hats to people as they came in. You betcha. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the deal of it is, okay, the deal is that I recognize that. I know that for a fact. I'm not just saying this. I know that for a fact. And the media is not telling the truth when they talk. And neither is the Congress. Neither is those jackasses up there, those whatever they call themselves, the House managers.
And here's the other thing. At all the rallies I went to and all the rallies you went to and all the Trump rallies everyone went to, there was one thing in common. There was never, ever any problems. And you're talking about rallies in some cases where you had 25,000 people and even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never any problems. So why would all of a sudden Trump supporters be causing these type of problems when they've never done it at huge rallies over the election process? Never, mm-hmm. ever.
Okay, well, I'm going to very quickly go over here, and I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning.
You got about 1 minute because I got other things I got to do here, but go ahead.
Roger, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, good morning, Ron. Regarding this Capitol stuff and the videos and everything, if that doesn't say Hollywood production and editing, I don't know what does. Those knuckleheads, the Boogaloos, the Antifas, the other knuckleheads.
Proud Boys.
Okay, look, and Enrique Tarrio was an informant for other federal investigations.
Yes, he was.
Going on. So don't tell me, respectfully, I mean, this is kind of like my opinion, obviously, don't tell me that there isn't federal involvement in some of these groups when the Boogaloos have been, at least I've heard one of the quote-unquote so-called leaders being interviewed, they are in communications with Antifa to get some of this stuff going because they're both ends want revolution and all this. So it's not about Trump supporters. It's not about Jane or Johnny Doe down the street.
Nope.
The Trump rally. In my opinion, there are federal agents or federal agencies, excuse me, running some of these operations.
That's true.
As they did in the late 1960s with the Ku Klux Klan, the Black Panthers, and other Marxist organizations. Yeah, thanks for taking my
call.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. And I totally agree, and I'll get into that in just a second. And here's why I know what he just said is true. When Roger Stone was in town, his security was being provided by the Proud Boys. Some of the people that were the Proud Boys that were there were retired law enforcement. Some were local, some were state, some were federal. Now, when I hear the word retired, you're never really retired from law enforcement, just like the fire service. If something happens, you can be called into service at any time, correct?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
So I totally agree with what Eric just said.
Yeah, 100% truth. Thank you very much, Eric. Great points.
Let's move along because I want to get this thing about Tucker Carlson in and the thing about the American flag. Tucker Carlson says, well, if you have any questions about the COVID vaccine, just shut up and take it, according to big tech, namely Facebook and Twitter, because Facebook and Twitter says if you challenge the vaccine medical conclusions, they will ban you.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, in fact, in my opinion, it looks like under this administration or regime, they want to make it mandatory in many cases. And if you don't take the vaccine, you're in big heap of trouble. You could be denied access to travel to certain places. You could be denied jobs. You could be denied all kinds of things.
Yep.
And by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but there are more vaccines. It's like a lineup of vaccines that they're trying to produce.
Right.
And it's just my opinion that some of these vaccines are not the best things to take. I believe you took it and did not have any bad results, but there are many other people that have.
Well, maybe I was lucky, but I also had the antibodies, but I didn't, and I didn't have to take it, but I just wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, and thank God that nothing happened to you.
Right.
But in many other cases, and not only here, but in Great Britain and elsewhere, there have been horrible results where the vaccines have been passed out. So I'm just giving my opinion about the what.
And the CDC yesterday, Ron, came out and said if you've had the vaccine and you've completed a program, you do not need to quarantine, even when it comes out.
Well, you shouldn't have to quarantine anyway.
I know.
Quarantining in this situation is totally asinine, and exactly the opposite results happen.
Yep.
When you quarantine under this situation, you exacerbate the problem.
If you don't
believe me, check out Michigan.
We're going to run out of time,
California.
And I want to get this in about the American flag real quick here, the national anthem. Yesterday, Mark Cuban, or day before yesterday, he says, because I reported on the show, I was really mad about this. He says, we're no longer going to play the national anthem in our home games. And he said the reason for it is there was nobody in the games, no people watching the games, and he didn't want to upset any of the ball players and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Meantime, the NBA came out yesterday and said, oh, wait just a second there, Mr. Cuban and everybody else. The NBA will start our games with the national anthem being played. No exceptions.
Well, the NBA smartened up to a certain degree. They want to stay in business. And Mark Cuban, he's a big disappointment. He has a great personality, great success story, and yet he's a leftist that he's a...
Wants to run for president.
Oh, God help us. And he wants to appease the leftist black ball players, and that's what that's all about.
All right, I got to run. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Hi.
Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. The Edwards Notebook, and don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. Check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and while you're over there, click on all the little links there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday evening held his first call with Chinese President Xi Jinping since taking office, raising issues including human rights in Hong Kong and Xinjiang. The leaders also discussed pandemic, climate change, nuclear proliferation, and seeking areas of engagement when it serves their country's mutual interests. The Biden administration has continued to face pushback for its response to illegal immigration. On Tuesday, a federal judge, Drew Tipton, issued an additional restraining order on Joe Biden's 100-day freeze, which extends his previous ruling by an additional 14 days. The judge claimed the Lone Star State would face irreparable harm if the policy were to remain in place. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday people who have been given full doses of the coronavirus vaccine no longer need to quarantine after exposure to someone with COVID-19. The criteria includes people exposed to COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated and exposed within 3 months following their last dose. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There was that masked man again, Mike Gallagher, and his studio's right around the corner from mine. And Mr. Mike Gallagher's heard on many of these same stations weekday mornings. Give him a listen, see what you've been missing. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever, and they'll be back down in Sarasota this weekend on the Saturday and Sunday circuit down there at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Saturday, they'll be open from 9 to 5. Sunday, yeah, from 9 to 3. The concealed carry class will be going on, too. And to sign up for that, make sure you get in it. You go to the website, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. Now, while you're there, print up the ticket that's there. Save yourself some money on admission, okay? If you don't do that, you're not going to be able to save any money. So print up that ticket that's there, and you will save some money by getting your ticket ahead of time. And I'll be there Saturday from 10 to 2, so I look forward to seeing you there, as many of you can show up, and I'll be very obvious where I'm at. I'll have the banner up on the wall like I usually do, and I may have my 9/11 flag up there, too. I may put them both up there just to let you see a little camaraderie and whatnot for the fire service guys, EMS, police, as well as my military friends that are out there that I look forward to seeing every time I go down there to Sarasota. So, twoguysshows.com, Saturday and Sunday, the gun show down there, all kinds of things. It's not just about guns and ammo. They got knives, they got bows and arrows, they got fishing equipment, they got military surplus, they got different products in there, and all sorts of outdoor things, too, to go along with it. So, Saturday and Sunday down there, Sarasota. Twoguysshows.com, the website. Check it out. All right. Here we go.
Going to get up on my soapbox. I've got the winning route ahead for America. I've thought a lot about this. I've talked a lot about this over the years, and I've been bringing it up a little bit, little by little by little by little, as things have been going along here. Now, first of all, politics, a lot of it, most of it, except at the local level, is about money. Money, 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 money. The milk, mother's milk of politics, money. They're always asking you for it. I must get half a dozen requests every day from God knows who wanting money. Now, I choose to continue to get them because I want to see who's doing the begging today, if you know what I mean. And Democrats, they don't have any problem getting money. They got all the money in the world. You know why? Because the biggest corporations in America are giving money to both sides of the aisle. And once they can see that there's a winner, like in this case Joe Biden, they gave a bunch of money to Joe Biden. And they still are. Now, there's also dark money, some of which they believe comes in from overseas, but they never can quite really prove it, or do they really want to, is my question. Now, the answer here, in my opinion, is to tell corporate America to buzz off. I think former President Trump should probably try to see if we can get the Republican Party made into, you ready for this one? A party of the people, by the people, and for the people. Where have I heard that before? Well, Abraham Lincoln said it. I learned that in school. I've heard some politicians say it. I heard Ronald Reagan say it when he ran. And he said it quite a bit. And it's time to announce that the GOP is going to go after and work with the American people. We're going to be, if you're going to be a Republican, you're going to be funded by the American people only. No foreign money, no dark money, none of that crap. And if any of it shows up, hang them from a tree, literally. Every Trump voter, okay, think about this. Every Trump voter, if they just give $10, think what would happen. Think what would happen. Every Trump voter, if they just gave $10, what, 74 million voters? Some people give 10, some people give 20, some people might give 50, 100, whatever. Some people might give more, 1,000, whatever. Look at the money you could accumulate. Now let's assume 50 million Trump voters agree. And they give $10 a month. Isn't that $500 million a month? $6 billion a year? Without taking a penny from corporations? That's $24 billion over the next 4 years? The most money ever raised by any politician or political party ever? Holy smokes! That's enough to win a lot of elections. All right, real quick, let me drift over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to this.
60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
I just want to say, as you watch the Democrats waste our money and waste our time with impeachment, okay, and this nonsense over here, I've been to 9 Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people. The captain was super, but right behind me, 20 feet, over at the Florida Fairgrounds, where Jim Acosta was lying about he was accosted at the Florida Fairgrounds. No, he wasn't. CNN sucks. CNN sucks. CNN sucks. Okay, that's what we said. Okay, and then he come over and lie. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you those people were Antifa and Black Lives Matter that came up there. I guarantee you the person that jumped the fence didn't vote for Trump in 2016 or 2020. Because I know the Trump people. Okay, they leave the place 10 times nicer and cleaner than they did before. So I want to tell Murkowski and Romney and every other fake, phony Republican will never go and spend a dime in Alaska, a dime in Utah, a dime anywhere else. Donald Trump is the only president that kept his word from the time he stepped on stage to the time he left the office, okay? So don't give me this nonsense. The Democrats haven't done one thing, and they're never going to do a doggone thing for you. All they care about is Wall Street and shutting you down and making themselves rich. Wake up, America, and stand up for Donald Trump and stand up for this country. And the captain's right. If we knew that every dollar went to Donald Trump because he is the party, okay, and he's in control, then we would give $10 or a dollar and make sure that he got it.
Okay.
He knows how to use the money for our benefit. God bless our first responders, and God bless my Buccaneers who got it done. Peace, Jeff.
Thank you very much. I was waiting to see if he'd get that in there about the Bucks. You betcha. Now, here's the deal, folks. I firmly believe that on our side of the aisle, we can never win another election without voter ID. And I really believe not having voter ID cost the presidency in 2020. Never mind all the other stuff that's been tossed in there. Just think about this for a minute. Every major country in the world has voter ID, except us. Mexico, little old Mexico, you can't vote unless you've got a voter ID card with your photo and a thumbprint. You don't go to an election office the day of the election and vote. You got to have that picture with you in it and a thumbprint. And mail-in ballots don't lose the election. Voter ID loses the election. Why? Because how do you know the signatures are even being verified against the ones they got on file? How do you know that? But with strict voter ID, you won't be able to cheat by mail or in person. It's all pretty simple. It'll ensure fair elections and election integrity. And we've got to demand proof of who is voting and ensure everyone votes only once. Now, with Biden and the Democrats in charge, we won't get any of this done on the federal level. It's not going to happen, so forget about that. And we're never going to get it done in the deep blue states like New York, Illinois, and California. It's not going to happen. But in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in Nevada, five of those six states I just mentioned have Republican legislatures. All we got to do is get the strict voter ID laws put in place in those six states, and it will turn the election fortunes around. Now, how do we do that? You think nationally, but you act locally. You get involved right now, right here, right now, today. You get involved in your local Republican organizations or your Trump party meeting, Trump clubs, whatever you got going, your Club 45s, whatever they call themselves. There are all kinds of different names out there. Patriotic group of whatever the name is. Okay? You get involved right now. Right now. And you start pushing through your supervisor of elections office and your state representatives and your county legislatures that you want voter ID and you want it now. Now, you want voter ID with a picture. You want to put a thumbprint on there? Well, sure, why not? That'll stop voter fraud, won't it? It'll stop mail fraud. It'll stop dead people from voting. It'll stop illegal aliens from voting, because if you don't have that card, you aren't going to vote. And that's the simple game plan. Remake the party, the grand old party, the party of the people. Get stricter voter ID in place in those six states, and you'll win the next national election. You'll win a lot of the local elections, too. All right, I'll be right back. Final segment coming up for the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best.
Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, listening to us tonight. Thank you for standing on that wall for all the rest of us. We do appreciate you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road, right there at the corner of McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Easy to spot. Look for that great big 9-foot tall Uncle Sam out front with a red, white, and blue flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, unlike the big box stores, okay, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, so you can get that done right there. Stop by and see Joan and the gang in the store, or if you want to call them at 941-922-2345, they will set up an appointment for service and come by your house or whatever. So, remember, all military, First responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They got some great stuff there that can help you out and make your office or your home look like $1 million. All righty. I talked about this yesterday. I'm going to talk about it again. Every day I'm going to mention a little bit about it. The Democrats are racing to pass H.R. 1, that's House Resolution 1, known as the For the People Act. Now, this bill has many egregious provisions, including virtually eliminating all restrictions on vote by mail and significantly reducing the roles played by states in federal elections. Now, let me tell you what some of this would take place here under this. First of all, H.R. 1 in the House of Representatives for the People Act would undermine states' election oversight, the efforts to clean up old voter rolls. They would not be able to do it. It would prohibit requiring a state voter ID to obtain a mail-in ballot and permit individuals to sign a sworn statement as to their identity in lieu of an official ID. That's asking for trouble right there. You all know it. It would virtually eliminate all restrictions on vote by mail. That's a big mistake. It would also require states to allow same-day registration and voting. That's even worse. And it would effectively permit ballot harvesting, picking up and delivering bundles of votes by making it criminal to interfere with those assisting others to vote, even if they weren't doing it willingly. Now, it would also enable partisan control of the Federal Elections Commission by reducing the commission from 6 to 5 members, thereby effectively facilitating one-party oversight on federal elections and campaign finance laws. And H.R. 1 also assaults your First Amendment right to freedom of political speech. In its effort to go after donors to conservative organizations, it would subject citizens who contribute to nonprofit organizations to political harassment and intimidation by making their personal information available in a searchable government database. So what you need to do is contact your representative, your congressman or woman, to urge them not to vote for H.R. 1. Now, here's how you do it. The House of Representatives switchboard in Washington, D.C. is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code. You'll get your congressman or woman. And tell them, do not vote for H.R. 1. Put the fear of God in them. Say, if you vote for H.R. 1, you're gone. Find a new line of work. You're gone. We're going to vote you out. You're gone. It's H.R. 1, the For the People Act. It's the foundation for complete democratic control of the government by the Democratic Party. Don't want it, can't have it, makes no sense. And, of course, the excuse is, well, COVID-19, we don't want them here because people are going to get sick. Well, you might this, you might that. Okay, well, again, I'll just point out another little feather in some people's caps. If you've had the COVID vaccine and you're done, when people tell you you got to quarantine, the answer is, oh, no, I don't, because the CDC says you don't. Now, it's not me saying that, that's them. By the way, here's one for you. Half of the voters in America right now believe that America's national security has been damaged when the media outlets publish classified information. And they also believe that Democrats are more likely to share those views than when Donald Trump was the president. Because with Joe Biden in the White House, the Democrats are the ones that people think are going to leak the stuff like a sieve like they did before. Now, A new Rasmussen Reports, National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters think that when media outlets release classified information, they are hurting national security. Meanwhile, 29% say the media provide a public service when they provide public government secrets, while 21% aren't sure at all. But the overwhelming number of people, by over 30%, say that it's a mistake. Don't do it. Don't do it. By the way, I just thought of something here. I got to dig something up here for just a second. Let's listen to Melvin. Melvin, what are you there doing? Are you there, Melvin? What you doing?
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I got to let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's Melvin in his bass boat. Stories to be completed here. A continuation of the story. Now, I had to dig up this story, so I had to go reaching for it to find it. It was way behind me. I forgot. I got three, let's see, one, two, three tables I operate off from here, three different desks, and I had to reach way behind me to get this, so I put him in there for a second. Now, with 7,000 National Guard troops still deployed in Washington, D.C. during the Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump, Americans are divided along partisan lines about whether or not this extra security is actually necessary. A new Rasmussen report, National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that 43% of likely U.S. voters say the National Guard deployment to the nation's capital is a necessary security measure, while 48% say the troop deployments are not necessary at all. So more people don't believe it's necessary than do believe it's necessary. And it's probably pretty much along party line votes there. And again, what are they actually accomplishing? Good question, huh? What are they actually accomplishing? Well, we're spending a lot of money. That's for sure. And we're getting a lot of things going, that's for sure. Okay, let me see here. I'm getting messages here from people on the Facebook page here, and then I got a couple of emails, and I'm not sure where this came from or what this is. Let me see if I can figure it out real quick. But when it comes to some of the things that we're seeing right now with the Democrats, we need to understand that they believe they're the bosses of applesauce, that they've got carte blanche to go do whatever it is that they want to do, and there's nobody going to stop them. All right. Well, the Democrats, okay, and listen to this real closely, folks. The Democrats are seeking to kill the right to work laws in 27 states. It's a pro-union bill, just like the teacher unions that are out there. They want to make it mandatory that you got to be a member of a union to work in a certain location. 27 states say no, it ain't going to happen. The Dems want to put it in place. No way, Jose. Been there, done that. All right, we'll be back tonight. Have a great day. God bless America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your
your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.